Let's do speed jokes. They're sponsored by Team Hochberg. We got a joke sent in from Dave Carr. He lives in Canada. And Radio Ted, who wrote to us from Denver, and Floyd in Crown Point, Indiana, and Eric Price in Stamford, Connecticut, and Muggsy John and Skydiver Sally in Brazil, Indiana. We haven't even hit Illinois yet, let alone Chicago. Hello. Dave in Tinley Park, thank you. Nancy Bifolco in South sent us a joke. Southside Limey in Oak Forest did, and James Wing in Michigan. I got one from Kathy Reynolds in Roselle, and Joe Eberhardt at Village Cycle Sports in Arlington Heights, who reminds you to get your bike ready for summer before the rush. We got one from Susan Butchko, Cheryl Campin, Wallace Mugg in Holland, Michigan. And just another joke here, or note from one of our listeners. When my mom asked me what jokes people sent in over the weekend, I told her this one joke, and it made her laugh out loud. So thank you to Sandra Conti, who sent in the joke from Fountain Hills, Arizona, for making happy a person who's been in the hospital for going on 3 weeks now. Sandra's joke is this. Did you hear that Pope Leo has told the priest that they can now go out with the nuns, but he said, just don't get in the habit. And my mom burst out laughing for the first time in 3 weeks. You know how they throw a ball into the crowd after winning the game? Yeah, it turns out you can't do that in bowling. I know that now. Every few days, it would be smart to put on your jeans to make sure they fit. Pajamas and sweats will have you believe all is well. What's the difference between praying in a casino and praying in a church? When praying in a casino, God knows you're serious. A driver circles a large parking lot 3 times looking for a parking space. Finally, he prays to God to help him, and within 5 seconds, a driver spots the empty space, and then he looks up into the heavens and says, never mind, Lord, I found one. The problem with teaching a man to fish is that eventually he'll microwave that fish in the break room. Here's how a northern fairy tale begins.
Once upon a time.
Here's how a southern fairy tale begins.
Y'all ain't gonna believe this.
I drove my wife to the airport and dropped her off. She got home around 30 minutes later via taxi and said, what was that all about? My wife got angry at me for buying a really expensive revolving chair, but then she sat in it.
And?
She came around. I went to see an old friend who works in a cotton mill, Andy. He wasn't there. He'd gone for the cotton. Came back a week later, same thing, he was gone for cotton. A month later, I got back there, and they said, well, he's died. So I went to the cemetery, and on his headstone, it said,
gone, but not for cotton.